When New Hampshire passed a law last year banning ballot photos in an effort to curb voter coercion, the New Hampshire chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union sued the state on the grounds that the law violated protected political speech and won. We spoke with the ACLU last week about the value of celebrating one's vote with a personal picture. But that argument potentially misses the point that taking pictures of ballots can be used as proof of voting a certain way, pictures that can be redeemed for money in a pay-for-vote scheme. Rick Hassan is a professor of law and political science at the University of California, Irvine. Welcome, Rick. And in the days of smartphones and electronic cameras everywhere, is this an argument that's going to stand up?
Well, I mean, I think there are two questions, right? One is whether you can have this law constitutionally, and that's what's being debated in the courts now. And the other is whether it's enforceable. If everybody's got their phone, can you keep them from taking their phones out in the polling place? And I think you probably can. I mean, we keep people from using their phones in courthouses and other places. So I think it would be mostly enforceable. Most people would follow the rules. But the big question is whether it's legal. And the federal district court said no, and I'm hoping that this will go up to the next level of appeals, which is the United States Court of Appeals for the First Circuit, which would be considering the question.
Have the courts, in a broad sense, ever sort of balanced the threat of vote buying with the value of protected speech of this kind, maybe in another era when there weren't cameras?
Well, you know, if you think about the history of this, we started this country without a secret ballot, and the courts have said there's no right to a secret ballot. So this is kind of a, as American history goes, about half of our history was without the secret ballot. Now we have the secret ballot. We've had it in countries, in states since about the 1900s in most states, and courts have allowed rules that prevent vote buying, but they've never faced the question where you've got this direct infringement on speech. Someone wants to post a picture of their ballot and share it with the world with the desire to keep our elections from becoming corrupt or for people being coerced, which is just as big of a concern about selling your vote is what if your boss or your spouse is going to do something to you if you don't vote in a certain way.
So until there were secret ballots in states, it was possible for individuals who had a stake in the matter to go in and look at the records and then punish or do punitive things of one thing or another or reward people who voted a particular way?
Well, it was a little more blatant than that. So before there was the secret ballot, the government didn't print ballots and you brought your own ballot. And so the parties would print their own ballots. They'd be different colors and people would march to the polling place holding the colored ballots. And so your union boss or your employer or whoever would see exactly how you voted. In lots of parts of the country today, if you think, you know, how fanciful is this? In places in the country where there are problems with vote buying, we've had it in Kentucky, we've had it in South Texas, we've had it in Miami. It usually happens with absentee ballots. The thing about an absentee ballot is you can see how someone voted, collect their ballot and vote it, which is the reason people like me are a little bit concerned about the ease with which people can get absentee ballots. The question is, can you verify the transaction? Where it's possible to verify the transaction, it is possible for there to be this kind of either deal or coercion.
And we haven't even talked about Photoshop. All right, let's stipulate that it is the case that because the federal government allows states to regulate voting practices, there is no federal constitutional amendment that would work here on a secret ballot, right?
Well, I mean, you could pass a constitutional amendment. The question before the court was whether the existing First Amendment prevents a state from trying to stop corruption. And what the federal district court said was that in this case, New Hampshire did not present enough proof that this was a real problem. And some people, they point to Oregon, for example, has all vote by mail and seems to have very little problem with fraud and corruption. The problem is the United States is a very diverse place. And there are places, I mentioned a few of them, where there are these long, sordid histories of vote buying. And it's in those places where I would have the greatest concern. But I think, you know, if you think about the infringement on speech, you can really do anything you want so long as you don't show a picture of your ballot. You can tell anybody how you voted, post whatever you want on Facebook, just not that picture.
Rick Hassan is a professor of law and political science at the University of California, Irvine. Rick, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.